Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 70. We're going to be reading it twice. The first time we're going to read it from the Amplified Bible and the second time we're going to be reading it from the New Revised Standard Version. This is a shorter psalm. We've had a couple of long ones. The last two were over 30 verses, but this one is a short and sweet 5 verses. So let's read together, first from the Amplified Bible, this psalm. And this is a psalm of David to bring remembrance or for the memorial offering. So let's read. O God, come quickly to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let them be turned back and humiliated who delight in my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame and disgrace, who say, "Aha, aha." May all those who seek you as life's first priority rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, "Let God be magnified." But I am afflicted and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my rescuer. O Lord, do not delay. And we read again, but from the New Revised Standard Version. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. Let those who say, "Aha, aha," turn back because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, "God is great." But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. So this is Psalm 70. And the psalmist is crying out to God, come quickly to save me. If we compare it to the previous psalm, there's a lot of things in common. There's a cry out for help. There's a request for something to happen to the enemies. There's this idea of them turning around. And it finishes by saying, let people rejoice in your salvation and a remembrance that the psalmist is poor and needy. It's a bit like a shorter version to remember the key themes. And these themes, each one of these verses could be a heading which we could put different psalms under. It helps us remember how to pray. To ask for the Lord's help and to ask for it quickly. And then there's prayer for their enemies, not to be injured, not to be hunted down, but to be turned back, to let the own things they are doing be turned around and hurt them. And this has come up time and time again in the Psalms. We know that one day everything in the darkness will be brought to light. May those who seek you rejoice and be glad, and who love your salvation say continually, God is great. Let's remember to seek God as our first priority. Let's rejoice and be glad in him. Let's continually say how good God is, because God doesn't stop being good. And let's remember that we are not mighty, but he is. You would think if this is a psalm of David, of King David, it's a royal psalm, surely you would say, but I am rich and I need nothing. And many people with wealth fall into this trap, thinking that everything they possibly need can be bought with their own money and with their own hands. But even kings should recognize that we are poor and needy. We are in need of God's salvation, of his peace, of his deliverance. We can't save our own souls, but the Lord can. We can't end wars by ourselves, but the Lord can rescue us. If we could simply help ourselves and become perfect, we would. But we can't. So let's remember that the Lord is our help and the Lord is our deliverer. And let's pray that we would see the Lord move quickly, day by day and again. O Lord, do not delay. So this has been Psalm 70. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.